Do you need some advice? Because we're kind of busybodies and we like giving it. 1-800-947-3979. People need advice. If you want us to do a coin toss for you, we can do that. If your decision is truly 50-50.
Okay.
All right, this one's long.
Okay.
Want to give it a try?
Yeah,
of course.
All right.
Yeah.
I share an office space. This person has to remain anonymous. With three other people. There's my co-director and our two direct reports.
Okay.
The person I oversee, we'll call him Bono, hadn't been feeling that great. Hadn't been feeling that great since last week. I assured them that if they needed to go to urgent care, they should absolutely go and get checked out.
Yeah.
Bono kept assuring me that they didn't feel the need to go and that they'd be okay. Fast forward to today. Me and my co-director were out running errands most of the morning. We got back and found a few of our colleagues wiping down all the surfaces in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Bono had been the only one in our office for the morning, and apparently Bono still wasn't feeling great, and while we were gone, decided that they needed to go home. He didn't notify me at all, but that was fine by me. You gotta do what you gotta do. Shortly after Bono left, someone had come into the office and noticed that there was an awful smell. Like, really, really bad. Bad enough that they looked for the source of the smell. It wasn't going away. Not like somebody crop dusted and hit the road. They inspected Bono's desk and quickly found the source. Bono must have had a major upset tummy and dealing with some grumpy, goopy toots.
Wet
grumpy goopy toots.
You don't want a grumpy goopy toot.
No.
Because it's very clear that there was some liquid deuce.
Grumpy goopy toot juice.
On the computer chair, seeping into the fabric.
Oh, gross.
Throw the chair out.
Didn't you do this at your first radio
Small
job?
Trail of liquid fudge on the carpet leading to the door. Everyone else that was in the office came together to clean what they could, and that's when we arrived. That's really bad. It's bad to clean your own.
Really,
it's worse
bad
to clean a family member's, and it is the worst to clean a coworker's.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I don't think I would.
No, I'm throwing the chair out.
My jaw hit the GD floor. Not once did I ever think that I'd have to address my direct report and ask them to be more careful not to turn into a fondue fountain. What's craziest to me is that a receptionist said that Bono had stopped and talked with her for a few minutes before they left to go home. So that means it's possible Bono was standing there fully loaded, then sat in his mess to drive home.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Why would he have been so casual in his conversation with the receptionist if he knew what he had just done? There's no way Bono could have done this without knowing, right?
He was trying to play it off.
I have to address this with him, but I don't know how to approach it. What if he didn't know the extent of what he had done? If I were in his shoes, well, first of all, I'd take him off and dump him out.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely don't know how I could handle the embarrassment. How should I approach this?
I don't know if you should, right? Like, what if he says, I have Crohn's? What are you going to say to that?
Well, you could at least text and say, hey, man, are you feeling okay?
Exactly.
Clearly you were not while you were here.
That's the best way to do it, is just to ask. I just wanted to make sure you were feeling better. You know, we all pitched in and helped out after you left, and just wanted to make sure that you're good.
Yeah, I knew you had to leave early and couldn't help but notice that your chair looks like a Jackson Pollock, and I just wondered what was going on.
Yeah,
because you doing okay? Are you at the hospital? Did you die?
If he does have Crohn's,
need some water.
I mean, yeah, that's a serious condition. Still can't just
S all over the
like,
office.
All over the office.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And then go home.
Is he old though? Is he like an old? You know how old people don't know when they fart out loud because they can't hear it. Like maybe his Depends was full and he didn't know.
Well, that is offering a lot of benefit. Of
yeah,
the doubt.
It doesn't sound like it. Because otherwise, maybe. I think in the email he would have said, "And this guy's really old."
Yeah, true.
He just said it's a guy who's been sick for the last week. He's got issues. He shouldn't have been there at all if he's feeling ill anyway.
No one named Bono is old.
That's true. Bono's old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, at this forever point, young.
You did prove that wrong pretty quickly.
Yeah. Actual Bono, it's like 60, I think, which is not old because, you know, someday I'll be 60 in a long, like, 25 years. This one. Me and my wife have been together for years and are two women. My wife has just... Me and wife have been together for years and are two women. Okay. My wife has just the one sister who recently got married. We attended the wedding, and much to our dismay, she is now part of a homophobic, misogynistic situation. The establishment where she got married had pamphlets and all sorts of information available that directly goes against everything me and my wife are.
Okay.
During the ceremony, it went as far as saying marriage is always between a man and a woman, and anything else is illegitimate. Mm. Now the problem. It gets difficult because even though everyone else in the wife's family was shocked too about the wedding, we are pretending nothing is different. I don't really want these people over, and my wife doesn't either. What should we do? Tell them not to come or just deal with it and have our normal family for Thanksgiving? So everything's the same, except now there's this interloper, I assume, who was the one who encouraged the church, because obviously it sounds like the sister didn't go to that type of church before that.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I mean, I think that you leave your house as an open space for them to come and maybe learn. Maybe they show up and realize that two people can be in love no matter what their gender. Maybe you give them that chance, but you also don't have to be somebody's, like, how do I learn to do better, you know, example. You don't have to do that either. So I think you have two really good options. You could say, I'm not comfortable with that for the same reason we were uncomfortable at the wedding and you can't come. Or, my house is open, but this is a safe space for anybody. And if you don't believe in that, then you should see yourself out.
You mm-hmm. certainly shouldn't come and offer any opinions that would counter that.
No.
But if you can come and hold your tongue and be respectful and polite mm-hmm. and part of the family, then giving your sister's husband that acceptance is probably a pretty good thing to do.
I would answer the door topless holding your wife's tongue. See how they react to that.
This is how lesbians like, do it, in case you didn't
holding
know.
Holding the wife's tongue?
Well,
like,
you know, just
like with their fingers?
In one way or another. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, however they want to do it.
No, with the same little...
I'm not a lesbian.
You know, grill clampers that you're going to be using that day for the turkey and stuff. Let them know. It's just a shared space here.
Yeah, maybe it's like a nipple thing.
Yeah, it's an interactive Thanksgiving.
I don't know what's happening.
You were doing this with your hand like a claw, and I thought you meant like the other mouth.
Whichever lips you want to grab with those tongs.
This text, cut their brake lines. That's an answer for so many things.
It's always an option. Never to be ruled out.
Hold on. I have to block this horrible person.
Okay.
Hey, 715, you're blocked because you're awful.
How do you like them apples?
Their text was, well, you are an abomination. The church was right. Goodbye.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Thank you for that.
We can agree to disagree from further apart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. This one. We have three children under five. We all store our toothbrushes in the bin next to the sink. There are a number of child-sized toothbrushes and three adult toothbrushes. I don't know which is mine. So I just grab whichever one is handy and I use it. On rare occasions, it's been a child's toothbrush. I'm curious how the bristles feel. But mostly I just grab a large toothbrush, and sometimes it's my wife's toothbrush. She objects.
She should.
Also, you know they make those in different colors, right?
I bet they are.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to remember which one is yours.
I mean, if she objects from you using her toothbrush, even if you think she's wrong, it's just respectful to use the one you already have. It's not hurting you mm-hmm. to do the thing she's asking.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I share a toothbrush.
Could you be any more gross?
We do at my house. Look, we have the electronic toothbrushes that you plug in, right? And we got one at my house and one at his. And we just realized we could just leave one charging at my house and one charging at his house and just use the same one. That way we don't have to carry them back and forth. It's one less thing.
I can't believe you're ramming each other's teeth meat into your mouth.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah. So much old pork.
God. You just rinse it with really hot water afterwards.
Oh,
just give it a good clean. I love it.
You love it.
You love it. It's one thing to do it, but it's another thing to love it.
I love it.
Guys can afford another one.
We have another one. It's at my house.
No, two more.
Yeah.
One for each of you.
They give them to you for free at the dentist.
Consumerism has consumed your life, and I just want you to know that he and I are against it. And if we can share the product versus buying more, we're going to share the product.
Honestly, you would replace them at literally the same rate. It's just you would have to do it twice as often because you're sharing the same one.
We have the little pack that came with it that's got like 100 toothbrushes in it. It's from Costco. I'm literally never going
to run out. And you're bitching to us about consumerism when you have a 100 pack of electronic toothbrush heads?
I can't help it. It came with the toothbrushes. So 50 are at my house and 50 are at his house. We're never running out of these because we share.
You can just... Each have your own head. You don't even need.
Yeah, just have a regular toothbrush. They cost like $3.
I like the electric ones. They get up in there.
Thank you for your hard stand on not having too many of the same thing, though.
Yeah.
You could think about that when you both go to your own house.
Yeah. Thank you, consumerism.
Okay, we had houses before we were married.
Did you have toothbrushes before you were married?
Yeah, but I like sharing his stench on my teeth.
Oh, oh not better. God. Not better at all.
Mm-mm.
You too.
Mm-mm.
Maitland, as a woman, could you please do us a favor and tell Kelly how gross she is?
Kelly, I don't think you are gross.
Thank you, Maitland.
I think the practice of sharing toothbrushes is a little nasty.
Which is what Kelly does, therefore yeah. Kelly is gross.
Yeah, Kelly, you are gross.
I'm sorry that your significant please. Others aren't okay with you using their toothbrushes.
I have an idea.
Yeah. Yes.
Why don't we all bring in our toothbrush tomorrow? And we'll put one fresh one that's new in the bag. You reach in blindfolded and then brush okay. your teeth with one of those toothbrushes.
I don't want to brush my teeth with your toothbrushes.
Why?
I want to brush
because it's gross.
My teeth with my husband's toothbrush.
It's just the same
and
kind
also
of cleanliness.
My toothbrush.
You think our mouths are grosser than your husband's?
No, but what'd you call it earlier? Mouth meat. We share each other's
teeth meat.
Teeth meat. Yeah, I like his teeth meat on my teeth. I don't want your teeth meat near my teeth.
That I understand.
You see what I'm saying?
I do, actually. I don't want to.
It's not gross.
Well.
It is kind of gross, though, because the electric ones have the stands, and then everything drips down, and I'm like, I clean it every time, and he doesn't, so then I have to, like, clean his gook off of it, and then I can use it. So it is kind of gross. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say it's not, but I don't care enough to...
If only you and your attorney husband could afford a second or third toothbrush, that would be quite a deal.
We have one. Imagine. It's just at the other house.
Maitland, set up a GoFundMe for her.
Yeah.
And right now, my house is filled with a bunch of idiots coming to our show tomorrow, so I can't even go there and get it. They won't even let me in my house.
Yeah, but while they're there, they can literally use anything that Kelly left there, because obviously everything is for sharing.
Yes. Yeah. We're sharers.
Everybody's tooth meat.
How about this one? Is one we do in the next segment because we're out of time.
That's great.
Let's see. No, I blame Kelly. She leaves her toothbrush. I don't blame Kelly. She leaves her toothbrush with all those Airbnb weirdos. Who knows where that thing is while she's gone?
Okay, no, I don't just leave it out on the counters, guys. I put it back in my room that's closed off, and it's the private spot of the house. It's where I put all my pleasurable things.
My wife is a dental hygienist, and she is absolutely freaking out at this conversation.
What does she know?
Yeah, right?
She's going to freak out when she finds out how long it's been since I've been to the dentist.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, if you were just to go there, they'd give you a toothbrush every time you're there.
But I like the electric one.
Just get another base.
I have those. We change it out every couple weeks.
This text. I picked the mold off cheese so I can eat the rest, and I think you're gross.
Cheese is mold, isn't it? Isn't all cheese just mold?
Well, it's a certain edible portion, and then it becomes not edible.
You're also the same person that one time said cheese is just milk.
No, butter. And Maitland and I agree on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Butter is just milk.
It's not.
It's hard milk.
Yes. Nope. If you froze milk, you could just put it on toast.
Yep. Nope.
Well, after you do that tomorrow, you can brush your teeth with one of our toothbrushes, then. Because these are all gibberish things you're saying. More people need advice.
So,
next.
So disappointing.